It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson. WSJM.
8:13 on your Tuesday, August the 20th. Glad you could join us. And it is Tuesday, so it is time for Living Gracefully with Todd Dougherty with Woodland Terrace. Good morning, Todd Dougherty. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Ray. I'm doing well.
Doing well myself, and you brought some sunshine. It's been cloudy all morning, and it seems like the sun is trying to break through, and we all thank you for that.
Not a problem, anytime.
I know, you do what you can, right?
Yeah. Yes.
So I had a question. You and I were talking before we went on the air, and your topic today, but I had a couple of questions about managing medications at home, and then when someone moves into an assisted care facility or assisted living facility. So when a couple of years ago, about 2.5 years ago, when I had to move mom and dad into an assisted care facility, I had no idea what types of medications they were taking. I had a general idea, but I didn't really know, you know, what it was, how much, how often, or anything like that. And it was kind of a shock. It's like, wow, now how do I find out what they're supposed to be taking?
So it's a huge challenge if we're just going in blindly to situations and trying to figure it out. Getting lists from doctors, if you know who their doctors are, getting the most updated lists. You know, if there's a hospital system that most of the doctors are in, you can typically go into that system and see, but that's not always necessarily accurate.
Right. And I found out it wasn't. I mean, I looked at what they had sitting on the counter, and then I went up to the clinic and got the list of what they were supposed to be taking, and it was a little bit different.
Yes, so that happens frequently. So people at home have their own method of organizing medications, and those methods seem crazy sometimes when we actually... So if someone's moving in with us, they bring in their medications they have at home, and how we receive those medications sometimes is, to me, a little crazy. Like, and it's just how people manage themselves at home that no one else understands that system. So it's like multiple pills in one bottle, because they know that, you know, this is the bottle that I pull from my 5 o'clock meds, this is the bottle I pull from my 10 o'clock meds, but what the label says doesn't match what's in the bottle. One of the things that we do when someone moves into one of our assisted living facilities is we get doctor's orders for any medication that they're currently on. So we make sure that there's a doctor that's actually acknowledging that this is a medication that they're on. And it kind of is a good chance for someone to review that. But at home, it's a little more challenging. So the better that list can be that someone is able to keep of the medications they're on is much more helpful for any family members or friends that are having to step in at any point in time to kind of help through that. We actually asked my parents if they, you know, my mom knows what my dad takes. My dad's not able to know what he takes or what my mom takes. And if something happened to my mom, we have no idea what either of them take.
Exactly.
And so we asked my mom if she would start keeping a list of both of their medications. And so she does that for us and updates it fairly often. But if your medications are changing, you know, it's easy to fall behind or not update that list.
Yeah. You know, mom and dad, they had medication on the kitchen counter because that's what they took during the day. But then, I got into their bedrooms and I found that, as I was going through things when they had to move out of the house, and I opened up dad's top drawer and he had some medicine in his top drawer that he took right before he went to bed. So he just kept it in the bedroom, you know, so there was medicine in the kitchen, there was medicine in the bedroom. Then I found some medication in the medicine cabinet in the bathroom that they took when they got up in the morning because that's where they were. And it, like you said, it was kind of, they had their own system.
Well, so keeping medications together is a huge help to anyone that's having to step in to help you at any point in time. You know, I am a culprit of what you just said. I just went through my nightside stand and I had stuff from when I had mouth surgery a year ago. Like there was stuff that was still, I threw it all away because I'm like, this would be really confusing if someone opened my drawer.
Yeah.
And they're all over the place. So, I mean, it's important to try to keep everything as organized as possible, realizing that at some point in time, you may not be able to communicate to someone what you're taking or what you need to be taking. So the easier you can make it for someone to step in and do that, the better.
Yeah. Yeah, they had medication that, like you said, when you mentioned the expired, I mean, they had medications in the medicine cabinet, in the dresser drawers and things that it hadn't quite expired, but it was from quite a while ago. And when I compared it to the list that I got from the doctor, it's like, this isn't on the list. So then I called the doctor and I'm like, dad's got these pills here with the prescription was written like a year ago and he still has some left. And the doctor's like, nope, we took him off of that 6 months ago. Well, he never got rid of them and they were just there. So I just going through, you know, what I found, I'm like, oh, he needs to be taking this twice a day or whatever it was when that wasn't really the case anymore.
So that often happens too. So if you're taken off a medication, and I get it too, because prescriptions can be expensive. So if you're taken off of something, it would make sense to someone to hang on to that just in case you're re-prescribed that medication, and then you already have it and you're not having to pay for that again. But it also gets very confusing if someone else is stepping in. One of the as we get older, we start seeing more doctors. And at 47, I can say that's the case. I don't just see my primary care physician anymore. So a great step is making sure that when you go to the doctor, whether it be a specialist or your regular primary care physician, is making sure each time you're going in that you're reviewing the medications that you're on. And oftentimes, if you are going to specialists, your primary care physician may, if it's not in the same system where they're able to go into the system and read what other people are prescribing you, they might not always know what you've been prescribed. So reviewing those with your doctors, whether it be your primary care physician or a specialist you're going to see each time you go in, is extremely important to make sure that you are taking what you should be taking, that you're not taking what you shouldn't be taking.
Right.
And reviewing that regularly every time you go to the doctor. And then trying to keep a list the best as possible. And honestly, discarding medications that you're not taking anymore, because it becomes very confusing when you open up a drawer and there's just a drawer full of bottles of pills trying to figure it out.
Well, with Dad, what I found with the onset of his dementia, he had this medication in his dresser drawer that he didn't need to be taking anymore. I don't know if he maybe forgot and was maybe thinking that, well, I need to be taking this because it's sitting here. So that's something else that you need to be careful of.
So two of the biggest things, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this today, is two of the biggest reasons that people move into assisted living from their home, if it's not a fall or something significant that's happened in their house, is typically not taking medicines correctly and not eating properly. And it's amazing as we get older and we're taking more medications, how those can impact our health so significantly. So the more that we can do to make sure that we're taking our medications correctly, to make sure that we have them as organized as possible, to make sure we're reviewing them with our doctors as frequently as possible, the less likely that is going to be a problem for you.
Well, sometimes, the types of medications that people are on, it's kind of personal, and they're like, well, I don't want to tell people that I'm taking, some medication for high blood pressure. I don't want my kids to worry about that, And so they I don't want to say they hide it, but they just don't say anything. So
that sounds really like my mom.
Yeah. I know. And so you don't want to, but if you are, like you said, you bring a good point, Todd, in that if you are taking some medications, make sure that you share that with somebody so that they know in case they have to step into the role of being a caregiver for you, or like you said, you take a fall and you need to move into an assisted care facility of some sort, so that that information can be transferred so you're being treated correctly.
And when you move in someplace, a doctor will review the medications that you're on. So they will, there's that process moving in, whether it be a skilled nursing facility or assisted living facility, where at some point shortly after move in, your medications are reviewed by a doctor. But one of the things that, can help you stay in your home longer is being more proactive staying when you're in your house. Another big one that Jen and I were just talking about before you went on air was over-the-counter medications, that people don't realize how over-the-counter medications interact with prescribed medications. And so it's really important to not only share with your doctor the prescribed medications, but the over-the-counter medications that you're taking.
Yeah, you might be taking some fish oil every day or so. I don't know.
Just whatever it may be, yeah.
Yeah, and so you want to make sure that it's like, well, I've been doing this for years. Well, maybe the doctor prescribes you something that might interact or not interact well with your fish oil. I'm just making that up.
Yes,
but So you want to make sure you're sharing that with your doctor as well, of the over-the-counter things that you're taking.
Yep, equally as important.
Yeah, so some good information. Do you have some information up on your website about medications?
I do. There's a Managing Medication article in the resource tab that people can go to and get more information.
And that would be at what website, Todd?
It's at woodlandterrace.com.
Yeah, awesome. Some great information. How can people get a hold of you if you have questions? So if I want to come by and take a tour, I need to call and set up an appointment 2 weeks in advance. And I'm just kidding.
So people can stop into any of our campuses anytime, and there is someone there all the time that is able to show you around.
And that's 24/7. I mean, that isn't just 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, right?
That
is
24/7. You may not get the same tour at 3 o'clock in the morning that you would get 11 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
But you're welcome to stop by anytime. If you do call ahead, you're able to get a person who's able to probably give you better and more information, but people are welcome to stop in anytime.
Yeah, exactly. And the campuses are located where?
Coloma, Niles, and Bridgman.
All right. And that website to find out information or any information that we've talked about here on Living Gracefully?
Woodlandterrace.com.
This is Living Gracefully with Todd Dougherty with Woodland Terrace. Todd, thanks for coming in and sharing this important information, as always.
Thank you.